Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that our hosts sometimes send charts they're talking about directly to the Radio Plus app? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Joining us, Michael Darda of MKM Advisors. Too much to talk about. Michael, you and I could go 3 hours on this today. Would you please define what our central bank did yesterday? What is QE Unlimited?
Okay, Tom, so I think this was a pretty momentous decision. It sets monetary policy on a different course, a new course. Essentially, what the Fed tried to do yesterday was to address two key flaws with both quantitative easing and their low rate commitment. So if you remember, with respect to QE1 and QE2, they were go-stop programs. The Fed set a goal for the level of the balance sheet, and then the programs ran off. And we had the market then focused on the termination of those programs. And unfortunately, the U.S. economy was hit with shocks right around the time that those programs rolled off. Regarding the low rate commitment, when the Fed first committed to keeping rates low through 2013 and then extended it to 2014, that was associated with a lot of market turbulence and private forecasters taking down estimates. The Fed now said rates are going to stay low even after the economy strengthens for a considerable period. This is the Michael Woodward, Scott Sumner approach.
Yeah, I've seen that in the literature this morning. Certainly Woodward of Columbia University saying, bring out the punch ball. I spoke with Alan Meltzer and Alan Blinder yesterday, Michael. They have different views. You know that. I want your view of what this will mean for the markets. Do we just assume all asset prices go up, or is it just too simplistic of an analysis?
Well, we're actually, Tom, not seeing all asset prices go up. So interestingly enough, long-term Treasury yields actually moved up, not down, as risk assets rallied yesterday. That's frankly what you'd expect if the Fed was making a decision that was likely to lead to faster nominal GDP growth in the future. And that really is the goal, although I think it's confused some analysts in terms of the market backdrop drop. But risk assets rallied, equities up, commodities up, foreign equities up.
Within that, Michael, and look at this Ray Dalio quote. This is Ray Dalio, folks, a great hedge fund manager at the Council on Foreign Relations a few days ago. There's a bubble. You know a bubble when you see a bubble. An economy is not a complicated thing. Credit can be created out of thin air. Okay, Michael, that's what we did yesterday. We took away the mandate of inflation. We have only a mandate of jobs. And now we got Steve Roach's mandate of asset expansion. Is this a single mandate job Fed, or do they now have the dual mandate of asset expansion and a bubble?
No, I don't think it's a single mandate Fed. I don't think that's fair to what the Fed has done and what it's saying. The Fed has a dual mandate. It is supposed to be symmetrical, and they've been failing, right? So the unemployment rate has been and is several hundred basis points above the high end of what the Fed believes is sustainable over the long term, and inflation has been below the 2% medium-term goal. If they're symmetrical targets and they're falling down dramatically on one side, the other side is supposed to come out of focus, at least temporarily.
Sarah,
and that's essentially what Bernanke's doing here.
Sarah, save me from economic
theory. Well, I want to save you from the economic theory and the markets for a moment. Michael, you mentioned the net effect on GDP. Ben Bernanke has been a lightning rod in this campaign. Did he just help the president get reelected?
Perhaps indirectly, but I don't think that you can accuse the Fed chairman of being political unless the Fed is doing something that runs athwart of the dual mandate, okay? So if the Fed had been meeting the dual mandate and then eased, a few months before an election unnecessarily in a way that was contrary to the mandate, then that looks political. But also on the other side, if the Fed is intimidated by certain people on one side of the political aisle, away from doing its job and acting in the spirit of the dual mandate, that could be political too. So you look at the dual mandate, are they succeeding or failing? They were missing it. They've taken action. We can debate about whether that action will deliver, but I don't think you can say this is a political maneuver.
Michael, I want to bring up a Kit Jukes note here, a research note. Only a fool would think QE is priced in. Open-ended bond buying until the employment rate falls is a simple signal that inflation is irrelevant and dollar debasement is a strategy. Is the unexpected outcome here a weak dollar?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that's an unexpected outcome, and it really depends on the stance, not just of the Fed, but of global central banks. So if the Fed is easing and, you know, the ECB is not easing as quickly, then the dollar can go down against the euro. But I think the key here is that the Fed more explicitly set out a goal and then signaled through QE and the short rate commitment, a path to getting there. And that was also reflected in the forecast.
Michael, tell me about the real economy here. I mean, I got so many emails saying you got to be kidding me in different forms and sophistication. What is the price here to the real economy away from monetary policy?
Well, Tom, I mean, if this succeeds in accelerating nominal GDP growth, essentially all of U.S. economic history suggests that that will help with real GDP growth if the economy is depressed. I think most of us would assume or agree that the economy is depressed. When we got into this mess, when nominal GDP imploded, real GDP imploded, we've had a trend growth recovery in nominal GDP and a trend growth recovery in real GDP. So what the Fed is trying to do is nudge the economy so we can sustain at least moderately above trend growth for a few years, sufficient to pull the unemployment rate down to more normal levels. That's the strategy.
I want to speak specifically about the stock market. You hear a lot about the Bernanke put. Did this put the Bernanke put into a whole new territory, and is it enough to wake up the retail investor?
Well, I mean, look, the Fed is not targeting the stock market per se, but the market will respond to expected future earnings and economic growth. Mm-hmm. So what we found out yesterday is that some of this Fed action was priced in, but certainly not all of it. And that's why the market reacted the way it did and why the reaction's continuing to boomerang around the world this morning.
Michael Darda, thank you so much with MKM Partners. Look forward to reading your research this weekend.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.